Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis. Tonight on Whiskey Business, whiskey royalty in our hearts and minds. Ambassador to Brown-Forman Whiskey Pete Wagner. Tonight on Whiskey Business. Welcome to Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Last week, we celebrated, well, it was kind of a quiet celebration. We weren't even aware of it, to be honest with you. We took note of the fact that last week was our 200th bottle. As we step into the next 100 bottles, or however many bottles we end up having on this podcast, it seems appropriate to start with two bottles as we go.
Can we do two bottles for every the rest of
two bottles
the series?
And for those two bottles to be from one of my favorite places in the world,
of course,
Jack Daniel's.
It's a sprint to 300, right?
It's a sprint. Yeah. Well, we ain't getting any younger. As you know, here on Whiskey Business, we call it a podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Topics and guests from A to Z, but whenever we get to a W and get a little whiskey-centric, we get a little excited, much like we are this evening, because our guest is ambassador to Brown-Forman, and Brown-Forman has under its umbrella, of course, Jack Daniel's. His friends and fellow whiskey imbibers call him affectionately Whiskey Pete, but hey, you know what? There are worse things to be called, but Pete Wagner! Pete Wagner in the house!
Once again, royalty.
Joining us. Yay.
We're going to have to do a jubilee for him next time
he
comes.
Right? I actually thought about that for an intro. Like, yes, the Queen celebrated a jubilee, but we got whiskey ambassador Pete Wagner.
We couldn't get
on
the Queen.
Show.
I too would like Queen to sing for me.
Thank you, man. Thank you for kicking off our next however many bottles as we get into the next. You know,
I love the fact that I'm the first after.
The first after, right?
Yes.
You know, it could have been like you could have been like the 200th, but then I knew you were bringing two.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that you're like you're kicking off the next.
I'm launching your next 200.
Yeah, the next 200. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Right. And you're launching it with we're going to talk about them here in a second. Hansberry has to do a little business, but we're launching them with two new products from Jack Daniel's. That have, when I say two new products, we're talking about something that hasn't happened in, what, a quarter of a century?
25 years.
Wow. As far as new expressions from Jack Daniel's. And we'll find out why they felt the need to do this and what they're all about. I'm very excited. I told you in the text message on your way over here. Just in case, here's the address in case I forgot to give it to you. Even though that was just my subtle way of saying, are you coming?
You like, do have the bottles, right?
We're like kids at Christmas. Is he coming? Is he coming? Yeah, Santa's coming.
Santa's here.
Yay. And he's bringing presents.
What if Santa brought liquor for the parents? That'd be nice, huh?
Santa doesn't bring liquor to your house?
Oh, man. My Santa screwed me.
I'm sorry.
I know I always woke up and saw empty bottles in the on Christmas morning. I don't know about anybody else. But thank you, man, for being here. We'll get into all of it in just a moment. Hansberry, a little bit of business before we dig in.
The Whiskey Business Podcast. Whiskey Business Pod is our website where you can find archived episodes. And I think we're working on a list of all 200 bottles that we've had on the show.
Well, we're gonna take a picture of my very detailed computer list of bottles.
Oh, amazing,
right?
Yeah,
that I've jotted down.
I've looked at it. I can't even read it.
I'll post those as a picture, but I'll make a list so people could read if they really want to look at it.
Then I'm gonna have to really print one out for you, because you can't read my handwriting. Oh, come on,
man.
Give
him something to do on the typewriter.
Look, it's horrible. No.
I can try, and then
I'm
just going to take a picture of it.
You'll get frustrated. I'll just type out a nice list for you.
Well, anyway, thank you for subscribing on your favorite podcasting app. Make sure you subscribe and rate and review us, because when you do that, it helps everybody else kind of find us. It makes us look popular. And when we do that, then all the algorithms work in our favor.
Ooh, algorithms.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. You can watch all the unedited versions. So, like, all that mess up that you just saw me do.
Yep.
John left
I'll
in the
leave
video.
It.
Yeah,
and
John
I,
will leave
I,
it,
I made so. Myself, like, I re-recorded this in a nice studio with a big booming voice.
Right.
So it sounded really good.
Why do you fix it when you know he's got one and it's out there for
that's
real?
What, it's like a special edition. Yeah, so you can watch both or listen to both.
I got it.
I think that's about it. Thanks for subscribing and check out our parent company, Evergreen Podcasts, evergreenpodcasts.com.
Yes, thank you, Evergreen, for being our podcast parents, so to speak. All right, I'm very excited about this. If they would have come out, if Jack Daniels would have come out with just one of these.
Yes.
After 25 years.
Amazing.
I would have been, you know, thrilled beyond belief. But the fact that they bounced out of the gate with two, our guest bottles. Bottles 201 and 202 are the Jack Daniel's Bonded Tennessee Whiskey. All right. There's that one. Okay. All right. And then the other one is the Jack Daniel's Triple Mash Blended Straight Whiskey, also bottled in bond.
Also
as
bottled
well.
In bond.
Wow. So, yeah, we're talking both have to be, by law, 100 proof. Which harkens back to the days when Jack Daniels had a higher proof, just an everyday higher proof.
Sure,
know,
sure.
Back in the when I started drinking it, you know, at 14.
21 and over responsibly.
But how exciting! How exciting! And how did it all come to be? And why?
We could not be more excited about this. This is the biggest thing that's hit since I've been with the company. Honestly, we've seen a lot of different things come out, but for Jack Daniel's, to your point, come out with not one but two, and these are permanent line extensions. These are not in an era where there's these limited releases, the unicorns.
Try this, yeah.
All of these things. These are permanent line extensions, and people really have to. Absorb that. So our current master distiller, Chris Fletcher,
who's been on the show,
fabulous, been on this, great guy,
awesome,
just grew up at the distillery. His grandfather was Frank Bobo,
right?
And I unless you're listening to this, I don't think a lot of people realize that. So he literally grew up there, and he has been part of the Jack Daniel's family from the get-go. And one of the things that was really getting under the spur in his saddle, if you will, is the lack of people realizing that Jack Daniel's is an ultra premium whiskey. The craft that goes into it, all of the details that go into making it. You know, you jokingly referenced when you were 14, and there's a lot of people who will tell us that
that was no joke.
Don't drink liquor, kids.
I don't think you understand. This is not a joking podcast. but quite often people will say something that, you know, they were underage and they drank too much, or they're 21 and they harkens back to the college years, and they get around. They miss the fact that the charcoal mellowing is such an intense, laborious process that actually aids in the process and all of this. So he's getting back to the ultra premium. He's getting back to the craft, and he's getting into the history, and he's showing everyone, he's showing the world what we can do.
Yeah. Oh, well, you definitely, if you want to go back in the archives and actually watch that podcast with him, you'll get the exact sense of what Pete's talking about in respect to how those whiskey genes, so to speak, are definitely in him and have kind of risen to the occasion as far as Jack Daniel's goes. And this, I mean, you know, what I'm even more excited about is I've not had a drop of this of this yet. You know, I know
that's
it's
exciting.
Available as we speak. I know it's out everywhere. But I purposely have not had any of it until I wanted it, you know. So for me, I mean, look, I mean, there's my everyday. There's some Jack Daniel's Green over there.
I was going to say, I walked in here, and as I look around, I see Jack Daniel's down here to my left. Jack Daniel's behind you. Jack Daniel's on the other side.
The carrier, that right? This is
the cradles.
Awesome. Yeah, the cradles.
The cradles.
This is as close to Jack Daniel's on tap as you're going to get.
Yeah. That's about it.
He just puts his mouth under there.
But yeah, it's no secret. I mean, I love all whiskeys, bourbons, ryes, scotches. But as far as everyday pours, you know, everybody says, what's your everyday pour? I go, it's Jack Daniel's.
If it was good enough for Frank, it's good enough for me.
Right?
I'll say that.
Right?
Obviously, for those of you who don't know, anytime you saw Frank Sinatra on stage, he would have a glass, and it was, what was that, two fingers, three rocks, and a splash of water.
Mm-hmm.
Had his own salesman, a guy named Angelo Lucchese.
Yeah.
Everything you would expect from a Sinatra story. When he was buried, he was actually buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I find that amazing.
Which expression? I'm curious.
he's wanted to be buried with a bottle of Jack Daniels. I have two antique bottles. You know, the big, almost like I Dream a Genie type bottles.
Oh, sure.
That I want to be cremated. I want my ashes in those, bottles. I want that to be my urn.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then leftovers.
I said, I said, I want people to bring little airplane bottles of Jack Daniels.
Take a scoop.
And distribute them appropriately.
Any additional ashes.
Get in line.
Could be put in those little bottles. And you can take a little bit of me wherever you go and pour it out wherever you think is appropriate. which would be, I know exactly where it would be appropriate. It would be on my plot of land that I have in Lynchburg as a Tennessee squire. Fill it up just perfectly.
I was going to say, that's a squire flex. I haven't heard that in a while. Dino with the squire flex.
Okay, so
cheers to that.
We're going to try which one first.
We're going to do the Jack Daniels bonded.
That seems fair and right. So
I think
That glass is for the gentleman behind the curtain. Jeff Fulham's back there if he wants a little taste of his own stuff.
The brains behind the operation.
The brains. There's always the man behind the curtain. Hey, Jeff. Thank you, by the way, for putting all this together again. I mean, Jeff is our pal. I mean, he's been so kind and so generous over the years with guests and bottles. And was it you that brought me the Christmas sweater? We were debating that. It was
Jack Daniel's Christmas ugly Christmas sweater.
It is the most ugliest, beautiful thing I've ever had.
It's awesome.
Me. Yeah, it's great.
The most beautiful ugly thing.
The most beautiful ugly thing. Okay. What I can tell already from the nose is that if you are a fan of Jack Daniel's, this isn't some new crazy path that's gonna lead you down. There's a lot of familiar things in this already.
Intentionally. Absolutely.
Yeah, right? So.
And that's exactly what this is. This is Jack Daniels following the bottle and bond rules.
Wow, that is really smooth, man.
Yeah,
it doesn't take a lot for me to shut up.
No.
but when you all are trying something, I want those sounds.
Yeah.
I want those sound effects.
You want to hear those. And here's the good news. I mean, I'll remind you of this later on. These, you know, you think, Jack Daniels, they got a bottle and bond and triple mash. They're probably going to charge, you know, out the butt for it. No. These bottles are extremely reasonable.
Sure. They're in the lower 30s.
Yeah. I've seen between $29.99 and $32.99 and maybe a few dollars more here or there, depending on where you're at and where you're getting them. But I mean, come on.
This is...
For bottled and bond.
The best bang for your buck right now, especially for a new item. Jack Daniels fans are going to lose their mind over this. People who are into whiskey drinkers. Mm-hmm. I always say there's people who collect bottles and just put them on the shelves, and then there's people who drink whiskey. And the whiskey drinkers are going to lose their mind over this, because this is everything that you know about Jack Daniels turned up. This is all of the flavors. You get that mellowness, that charcoal mellowing. This is so smooth, so rounded.
Yeah. Roll rounded, that's a good word. It's, like the very middle of it was complex. You know, you think of like these micro distilleries doing all this, add this and this and this.
Right.
This had a really interesting flavor.
There's definitely a sense and taste of familiarity.
Yeah.
And yet there's just a little something.
Little extra
in there.
That's what I'm getting at.
It might be in the finish, because the finish is really nice and long.
Yeah. The rye comes through
a good amount, too.
To have something that's rounded and to have rye. And to think about bottle and bonds, a lot of bottle and bonds that are out there are just a huge one-trick pony. It's 100 proof, and it's a lot.
Right.
And you're seeing more and more of these on the shelves right now. I have what I call my hot sauce theory. People, depending on where you are in the United States, the bourbon trend's been going on for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And are you guys fans of hot sauce?
Yeah.
You hot sauce? Sure. Right? You start off with Tabasco, and if you like Tabasco, keep going. That's aged in Jack barrels. That's true. Mm-hmm. Right? You start off with Tabasco. You move on to Sriracha, Habanero. Point is, your palate acclimates.
Right.
So the bourbon drinkers will start off with something lighter, more approachable, like a Gentleman Jack. But then you want more. You want more. And then as you go, it builds up. And to be able to get 100% or a 100 proof, pardon me, whiskey that's still rounded to get the complexity. A lot of people forget that this is one of the original craft distilleries.
Right.
We've been craft distilling for 150 years. So.
Yeah, for the people in the podcast, we're doing the air quotes with the crowd. We don't have, nothing against you,
guys got 150 years on you, right. So, you know.
So, what is the bill? 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye? Is
correct. That what it follows the same percentages as regular Jack Daniels.
As regular Jack.
And then, obviously, being a bottle and bond, it follows all of the bottle and bond rules from 1897.
You must follow all the rules.
So it's yes.
Distilled by a single distiller.
Yep.
Yeah.
During a single season.
Yep.
Right.
And matured in a government-bonded warehouse.
That's right. Remember I said that's always when I really, really retire, that's what I want to do for my retirement job is to be a guard at the
security at the barrel house.
That's what I want.
Are they armed? I'm curious.
I'm not sure that's necessary. But it sure as heck beats a Walmart greeter.
Right. I'm going to be standing in front of a building. Let it be that one.
You could be. Right. I like that. You could be a Walmart greeter at the distiller, the warehouse there.
Dude, don't think as I get older and as many times as I've been down there that I haven't thought about taking my plot of land out. I'm gonna Squire Flex again. Finding some land down in Tennessee and actually. Finishing out my golden years down there. There'd be worse ways to go.
It is beautiful down there. I'll tell you what, if anybody else out there gets the chance to go visit the distillery, it's so warm and welcoming. I just never met a nicer group of people.
You guys want to go sometime?
I've never been to that.
You've never been to Jack?
Not to Jack.
I want to see your plot of land. Bring a flower.
That'll take too much space.
I was gonna say it's a square inch, right? But yeah, this follows all the rules of being a bottle and bond. It's one distiller, it's one season, it's from one distillery, it's in a bonded warehouse, and it's
4 years and 100 proof.
Yep, and 100 proof.
I just read the side of the bottle. I mean,
when you said this isn't a one and done, this is a permanent part of the Jack Daniels.
So you're going to be seeing a few things come from Chris Fletcher. He has a lot lined up, and the first two things that you're going to see are these. It's part of the bottle and bond, and this is not. I will kind of give you a lead in. This will not be the end of the bottle and bond series either.
Ooh, oh, nice.
So there's more to come if you enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because there's been a lot of special bottles. There's been the Master Distiller series.
Sure.
And there's a Sinatra Select.
Yeah. We had Coy Hill a little while back.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know, you got all that, by the way.
That's a mouthful.
I got a taste of that down in Florida. My brother-in-law had it.
That's a good brother-in-law.
Yeah, he is. Who normally isn't a Jack Daniels person.
Sure.
But he said that was one of his favorite whiskeys that he's had in a long time.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I love it. I'll try any sort of whiskey, and some of these are delicious treats. And you're about to get one here shortly.
This is one of them.
Now, it says at least 4 years. Is this 4 years, or is it more, or are you allowed to reveal the
Well, down at Jack Daniels, we don't plant fruit trees and pull the fruit in 4 months. We wait until it's ready.
That's right.
So when it's ready, it's ready.
It's ready, it's ready. That's why we have teams of tasters that go through. They do cross segments out of the barrel houses, and they'll sample through them.
Cool.
So, but we're looking at roughly between 4 to 5 years.
And then on the front here, it also says aged in select barrels.
Yes.
How did you select those barrels?
So what they are doing is when they go through, they have the certain bottles that they know that they're going to pull from. They're bottle and bond barrels. Obviously,
right.
They have to have it to follow all those requirements. And then they're pulling the honey barrels out of those. Mm. They're pulling the best of the best. They're looking for ones with darker, more amber colors to them. They're also looking for ones with bigger, bolder flavor profiles. Things that have a lot of that oak note to it. Yeah. They want it. They want the best for this. And
how do they test that ahead of time? How do they do that?
Teams of testers. We have groups of people that will sample through. They'll take cross segments.
I take it back. I don't want to be a security guard. I want to be a tester.
Tester.
That's the best.
Well, isn't that kind of the whole thing is you could be a tester whenever you're off
duty?
You know
what? I don't sleep. I can test during the day and guard at night.
There you go.
I could double dip.
So you may or may not have noticed too. So they're pulling from the best, but how about that bottle?
Yeah, what it's a beautiful bottle.
Again, it's familiar but different.
You'll notice it has the raised lettering. Yes. That's all based off of a historical bottle from 1895, one of the original bottles. If for all those with the interweb out there, Google it and you can see the original bottle. And so they've spared no expense to create this gorgeous bottle. Yeah. But I want to see if you notice anything about that bottle. Go ahead and look at those. Pick that up. Tell me if you notice anything different about that.
Either one?
Yeah, sure.
There's some weight to it, for starters.
Yeah. Good, healthy bottle.
Well, I know the design this right here is.
Yep, the neck has the wider neck to it for the cyclonic pull. But how about the size?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's 700 milliliters.
Mm.
How about that? Isn't that interesting?
Size does matter.
That's what I hear.
In this case, there was a lot of thought put behind that. It's 700 because, believe it or not, that's international size.
Tactical.
If there's one thing that
how are they getting away with selling it? Look, now I'm saying it. How are they getting away with selling it for so cheap? Because now it's a bargain.
Right?
That's a real bargain.
That's it. Jack Daniels likes to take care of its drinkers. That's the thing. The consumers are number one for Jack Daniels. And this is something easily that we could have put in the $50+ range.
Easily.
Yeah.
Taste of the first one.
Yeah. Mm. But they chose to put it in a 700 milliliter bottle because that's international size. Mm. And the big buzzword right now, if you go out and you see all the increased prices and everybody's trying to compensate, but supply chain issues.
Right.
And the vast majority of our glass all comes from here in Ohio at the Owens, Illinois plant.
Oh.
In Zanesville, Ohio.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people will tell me, I drink local, I support local, and I'm all for supporting local and all that. But honestly, you're supporting local by doing a shot of Jack Daniels. Not only does the vast majority of the glass come from there, but one of our stave mills is down in Jackson, Ohio. Mm. So it's 700 because they would have to convert. They would do the American, the 750s, and then they would have to convert and do the overseas size. And as opposed to doing that, we went straight to the 700 to get the juice in people's mouths.
Yeah. Nice.
It's very nice.
I found that interesting.
Well, it is interesting.
These bottles are two of the first in Ohio to do that.
Oh, wow.
So. That's exciting.
Yeah. Working smarter, not harder, as they say.
Yeah. That's it.
These have been out for a couple weeks now, right?
This has only been out since last week.
Last week?
Okay. Yes.
Well, by the time this podcast drops, it'll be a couple weeks. So, yeah.
There we go.
So, yeah, it's still new. A friend of mine texted me and said that he had picked up a bottle of the Bonded. And I said, they're coming on the podcast Monday. Mm-hmm. I said, first of all, I said, jealous. Secondly, they're coming on the podcast Monday, so, I win.
I'm drinking with the team.
Right.
Take that.
Okay.
He doesn't know about the bottle.
We're going to revisit all the way around here again. And before it's all said and done, now that you mentioned the bottles, I'm gonna show you some of the old bottles that I do have since you seem to.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and one of them is actually back there and signed. I'll get it in a second, but that's not the one I want my ashes in. I got the one in there in my ashes. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this one. Maybe I don't know.
Is it full or just
no, it's empty. It's empty, but it's just a classic and it's signed. You tell maybe you or Jeff can tell me if I have anything of significance.
Sure.
I know that Chris, when he was here, looked at my original proof Jack Daniels up there. See the one on the far left?
Yeah.
That bottle, that's the old proof bottle.
Was it 91?
That's from my uncle's wedding a bunch of years
ago.
That's
still sealed.
It's still sealed. It's not open. And he looked at the bottom and he said that that was one of his grandfather's. That was one of his
Bobo's
bottles from back in the day. So that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, right?
To have the master distiller himself come in and say, you've got a gem.
You've got one of my grandfather's bottles. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's my Uncle Chris's bottle.
It's my bottle. Stop looking.
It's from his wedding. But, I always said that I would keep it sealed until the sad day that my uncle were to, you know, he's not in any danger of dying, but when he did, that's when I would honor his memory by cracking
that
bottle.
That's a good idea.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that one gets saved. All right, now I'm excited about, this. When I first heard that this was coming out, I went like, that's like whiskey science fiction. It's like what mad scientist in the laboratory first water will create a triple mash, a triple mash blended whiskey at Jack Daniels will rule the world. So tell me a little bit about this one.
Triple mash is exactly that. It's actually three whiskeys in one. That's the fun part about this.
Madness, I say.
Madness. We watch what you wish for. It looks like it might thunderstorm any second now. It is 60% Jack Daniels rye, 20% Jack Daniels black label, but all at bottle and bonded rules. And then here's the fun part. 20% single malt.
I know.
Single malt. When they first told me this, before I got my lips on this bottle, I said, so wait a second. Jack's making a single malt?
Yeah.
Right. Just to mix it with this.
Just for this.
Just for that? And yeah, I mean, and is that? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Good. Continue.
It's like a kid in a candy store.
No, that's essentially it. We've taken the three different whiskeys. We've aged them separately, following all the rules of bottle and bond, picked the honey barrels. So you can imagine, Jack Daniels currently has 90 barrel houses.
Oh, yeah.
90. I always smile when I say this because I have kids that need to go to college, right?
Yeah.
90 barrel houses, roughly a million gallons inside each one. Geez. 90 million gallons aging, not on the shelves.
Yeah.
They're taking all of those and they're whittling down to the ones that are following bottle and bond. And then they're taking those and pulling out the honey barrels. Uh-huh. And out of those, then they're starting to marry them together at those proportions.
So a bonded question, after they've been aged bonded in the bonded restrictions, you can mix them at that point and it still remains a bonded whiskey.
Yeah. The vast majority of barrel houses, a lot of whiskeys essentially follow the Bottle and Bond Act.
Got it.
Just by proxy. All barrel houses nowadays are bonded warehouses. So to be able to do that, it's the at least 4 years. It's the 100 proof. It's all of those other attributes. Sure. The one distillery, one master distiller, that's where it gets complex.
Yeah, it's smart. You know, if it actually is bottled and bond, smack it on the label. People respond to that.
Sure.
People respond to it. Now pour.
Get to pouring.
I'll stop asking questions.
No, my question was, you know, the Jack Daniels, you know, make a single malt now. Since they went ahead and did that, is that something that might show up all on its lonesome, or is that information that can't be shared at the moment?
I will say two things. I will say I have seen nothing. I see nothing.
I hear nothing.
To the same point, you never know.
Yeah, right?
You never know. There's a lot coming down the pike, and there's a lot of history in whiskey that still hasn't been explored. Mm-hmm. And this what is, a better place than Jack Daniels and Lynchburg to do it.
I'm picking up honey on the nose already.
I love the fact that they led with the rye, 60% rye, because rye.
Oh, hello,
Jeff. He wants
give the man, give the man a splash. Yes, me too. Mm. And that's interesting too. I mean, that's a rabbit hole I could go down. But the progression of Jack Daniels and their rye products.
Yeah.
You know, how those have went from good, and like, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm just kissing Jack Daniels, but I wasn't that crazy about the first expression of rye that came out.
Okay.
But then it was good, but it was like, oh, you know, but then it kept getting better and better and better. And now, you know, I have some of the single barrel rye that is just, that's special rye. I'll drink it, but I won't drink it with anybody or just any for any reason. It's
exciting because a lot of people will just blast you with rye. Rye is a spice grain, so they'll just blow it out, and they want you to get that dingle, that spice.
That funkiness.
That funk, like to say. Yeah. But rye is a beautiful grain where you can get fruit floral notes from it. You can get the spice from it. It's a very complex grain if used properly. And I think Jack Daniels is a great place to get into rye because what other ryes do charcoal mellowing?
Right.
You know, by dripping it through that 10 feet of charcoal, you're getting rid of some of those bitter notes that you find in the husk of that grain. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And to be able to have the Jack Daniels yeast strain that notoriously gives off those fruit floral notes, those tropical fruit notes, you know, that banana profile that people refer to.
Right.
Right.
Try it. Yeah, I did. I'm drinking it right now.
Cheers.
This is how can I find the right words for this? Is like I said, I could smell the honey and I could definitely taste honey in this.
Yeah, it's definitely sweet.
Am I crazy?
No. Yes, well, yes, but not in this case.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, no. In respect to
it's
the honey,
it's completely different than the other one.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's completely. That's what I'm saying. There's like, as well, there should be really a lot going on. It's a triple mash.
Real creamy, real creamy. Isn't
that fun?
Creamy's a good word. Mm-hmm. Smooth,
creamy, soft, smooth. I get tropical fruit notes out of it. That yeast strain starting to come through and pulling those notes out of the rye.
And I do like the fact that it's rye intensive because, like I said, I'm a big rye fan.
And you do get the spice on it. It's soft, but there's spice, and I feel like I'm almost lying to myself in the process. But you're getting both.
And the finish is nice and smooth.
Nice
there's
and
barely
smooth.
Barely anything there.
Yeah,
you know, as
and,
far
and
as,
long, though.
Now,
yeah.
And here's where long I remind again. You that that's 100 proof. That's
right,
a lot of
exactly.
Blonde.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So that's one thing that I think needs to be reminded in the process. Like this is a big whiskey that drinks very delicate and complex.
If you could put cake in a bottle,
okay,
if you could put cake in a bottle. Yeah, that's how many different flavor profiles are coming at me with this. Like a big,
it's
delicious,
really good.
Smooth, moist cake. That I would definitely want another piece with of the, when I got done with it.
A little ice cream on the side?
Yeah, a little bit, I'm telling you. It's
pistachio ice cream.
Yeah.
And then this is a scary one, too, because then you forget that both of these, as delicious as they are 100 proof. So,
we call those sneaky peas.
Sneaky ones. The only reason I know this is 100 proof because I bit my tongue earlier, and it's like burning right there. That's the only reason. I got to cut my mouth. That's the only reason I could tell.
That burning is healing.
Right, yeah.
My local, my go-to bar, Coach's here in town.
Sure.
The owner was saying, I was telling that you guys were coming on tonight. He goes, I heard about it. He goes, you let me know, and I'll order it up. And I said, I got a funny feeling you're going to be ordering it up. But okay, I'll wait for the podcast tonight. So, you know, he's waiting to place an order.
I think it's safe to say order it up.
Order it up.
And again, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I'm kind of agreeing with what you said earlier. Jack Daniels. Oh, I had that when I was in college. But this is one of the most complex, flavorful whiskeys I've had in a while.
Sure.
It's really good.
And that's one thing that happens to me frequently. Obviously, when they call you Whiskey Pete, you go up for the past 13 years.
What's your favorite whiskey, man?
Yeah. Or they'll I'll bring up that I represent Jack Daniels, and they're like, "That's not bourbon."
Right.
That's not true.
Actually, it is bourbon.
Yeah.
They just prefer to call it Tennessee whiskey.
They like the provenance of being called Tennessee to help describe the... Wasn't that a good word?
That's a great word. I was like, I'm making... Well, I would expect that with a guy who's got the fancy little kerchief in the...
I come from a family of lawyers. I thought the world had enough lawyers, so I just keep the hobbies of lawyers.
Oh, so you're the white sheep of the family.
That's it.
Who gave you the who first called you Whiskey Pete?
Oh. Oh, it's a gentleman. You may or may not know him. His name's Max Eckenweiler. He used to be with Ohio Tavern News.
Yeah.
Do you remember Max? Yeah. Good guy.
We had him on earlier in the series. Yeah.
Yeah, Max has been on the show.
He
a
was
long time ago.
Interviewing me about 10, 11 years ago, maybe even 12. And we were up at 16-bit. And nothing more interesting than having cocktails and playing Rampage while being interviewed.
Right, sure.
Classic. And he was joking about the fact that I've had, with a name like Pete, people tack things on. In 1990, I had a radio show, and they called me Party Pete. Party Pete on 93Q.
You did radio.
Oh, yeah. And then,
and you know, it makes sense. He's got a good voice. Way better than mine.
I've been listening. I was like, yeah, he sounds really good on this mic.
Pod down. But then in 93, I did an internship at Disney World. And as part of that internship, they made me work the Jungle Cruise, and they called me Jungle Pete.
Okay.
I just, every time I tell these stories, I feel bad for all the people that ask for an autograph. They're like, "What's a Jungle Pete, Dad?" You know. But and I was telling him, I'm like, with a name like Pete, people tack things on.
Sure. Yeah.
And he showed up at my house like 3 days later with a stack of papers. He's like, page three. And I'm like, yeah, Pete Wagner. Okay, Pete Wagner. He's like, read it again. It's like Whiskey Pete White. Oh, I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
I said, you're going to call me names? I'm going to make a dollar doing it. Yeah. Here we are. That was, what, 10, 12 years ago?
It's a good name.
It works.
I mean,
people don't remember Pete Wagner. People remember the Whiskey Pete part.
Yeah, right? Whiskey Pete, yeah.
You know, we saw Jeff at an event not so long ago. I'm going to do Whiskey Pete. I go, Whiskey Pete! All right!
I mean, you know, there could be a lot worse things in front of Pete. Let's be honest with you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The joke is, I've been married for 25 years. I've been called a lot worse than that.
Oh, man. The Triple Mash and the Bottled and Bond. And again, I will remind you that these are here to stay. And I'm curious about Chris.
Yeah.
Because he's still a young man.
Yeah.
And when you think about
very young.
Distiller ages and years.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, how old they are and how long, I know he's got the heritage and the lineage and so forth, but was he nervous when these two expressions came out and were ready to go? I mean,
think about it. One of the biggest launches that you've seen in over two decades, right? I'm sure there was a certain level, but he sat right where I'm sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's doing. He's got the experience, right?
He was talking science with us. I was a little lost, but keep going.
And that's it. Yeah, there's a lot of head nodding when he starts talking.
Yeah.
Not only is he the whip, he's smart. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He's got the craft, and he sees the future. And that's something that you don't see with a lot of these distillers. A lot of these distillers will look towards the past and not towards the future. What haven't we done yet? What can we do? And that's what we're looking at right now with Jack Daniel's. We're honoring the heritage again.
Which is kind of looking at the past.
It's respecting the past and carrying it forward. Awesome.
Carrying it forward. That's the best of both worlds.
It's just, he's very impressive. He's certainly earned his stripes.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about this product. I mean,
I have another one.
You can have another one. Why don't you guys pour another one? I'm going to grab the little, just for historic purposes, I'm going to grab these bottles, and maybe you can tell me something about them. Maybe you can. I don't know. Or if nothing else, you can just admire them. Maybe Jeff back there would know. But this is the first one.
Let's see what he's pulling out here. This would be a good opportunity for you to check out Whiskey Business on YouTube.
That's right. Whiskey Business with Dino Herbotus on YouTube.
See the video.
Signed.
Jimmy Bedford.
Yeah. And there's this old number one. Anybody?
Hold it up to the
Hold it up to the camera.
So, the bottle was special enough already to be in this wooden coffin.
Is this the one that you're going to be?
Nope.
Okay. You referenced it as a wooden coffin.
That's true. That's good. That's a good point, Ansbury. I've put on weight since I've gotten this, so I think I'm going to need the bigger bottle as far as my ashes are concerned.
175, please.
So, So any I don't know what the history would be on that one or not. I'm gonna disappear again while you guys are
sure. What's the over? Is that wood? I mean, it looks that's a yep, that's like
it has a
nice
wood court closure. This is from 94.
It's a nice wood court.
1994
there.
Bottled at 94 proof.
Is this it like is a single barrel Jack Daniel's gold leaf signature of some kind?
Yeah, it's a limited edition.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one great thing about Jack Daniel's is it knows how to take care of its fans, and there's no greater fans than Jack Daniel's fans. They say that the filigree is one of the most heavily recognized things in culture. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the golden arches and the Coca-Cola the swoosh,
the Nike swoosh.
Yeah. But the filigree for Jack Daniel's, and if there's one thing that they've done over the years, it's take care of the people.
There's this one. This is an old,
well, that'll hold you.
That'll hold me. That's an old 90 proof bottle as well.
How old is that, you think? What year?
Well, it's 90 proof, so that was it held 90 proof whiskey. So,
And they do look like a genie bottle, big at the bot base, a little cork top.
This one's crazy, right?
This
here.
One, this one, oh my gosh. This one, this is a beautiful one too.
These are the old decanters. These were popular back in the
I remember
40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah, they got and they have bottles on display in the down at the distillery.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I go, I think I got some of those.
So that wouldn't be shipped with booze in it. It would be, you would buy that to put your whiskey
in. These would typically come with the booze in it.
Yeah,
really?
On the label there on the
corner. Yeah, that's why it still has the labeling on it. And this, if you look, still has the government seal with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so these, it was, like I said, it was very popular back in the day. One of the very first whiskeys to do it was Old Forester, believe it or not. And if you look through their library or go to their distillery, you will see just a whole series of decanters that are just gorgeous, gorgeous. There was one that looked like a lava lamp, large, and it was just sort part of the series at the time.
This apparently somebody by the name of Mr. Willis. I never even knew this was in here. This was a letter to how about this for weird? Mr. Pete Willis.
There we go.
Yeah. Of Grove City, Ohio. Wow.
The top of this cork has like a steamboat wheel on it.
That's interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Like a ferry or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
It's like a steamboat. What's this?
This is Mr. Jack's second gold medal by introducing the 1905 Liège Belgium gold medal bottle. This 750-millimeter decanter is filled with our premium Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey bottle at 90 proof. We've attached the medallion to the front of the glass, which is a replica of the gold medal won in 1905. Okay, all right. This is second in a series of honoring the gold medals that Mr. Jack and his whiskey have won. And I don't know why. Jim Bedford was the master distiller at this particular time. This is November 20th, 1997.
There we go.
Okay. So, kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a keeper. And keep that letter with it.
The letter. I you know what? I never even knew that the letter was in there because I always opened up the bottle and it was underneath the bottle.
Is that provenance? Is that what that's called?
Provenance.
So that's kind of cool. And this guy's from Grove City, Ohio. So I don't know if Mr. Pete Willis is still with us. But, dude, I got your bottle.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, reach out. That'd be interesting.
He's on Facebook. No,
can't have it back.
No. That was given to me as a gift from somebody who picked it up at an antique store somewhere and then gave it to me. And I can't tell you where I picked up those two bottles.
Yeah, those
but
are
they're
really
cool. You gotta admit, they're cool.
They're beautiful.
They're awesome.
They're beautiful.
And which I'm thinking that one for my ashes, right? That one seems a little wider.
Either one.
Both.
They're both. They're both 175s, right? Probably.
Is that tacky to put my ashes in the Jack Daniel's bottle?
No.
I mean, I'm putting that as a, well, you come from a family of lawyers. What is it when you actually specify something exactly needs to be followed in your will as you wrote it?
That's why I'm not a lawyer.
Okay.
You know when you go to
I'm putting it in there.
Yeah, you go to like the festivals.
Right?
Yeah, it's a legal document.
And they have those, like, you get the kids and they always want to buy, like, the colored sand bottle.
Yeah.
You know, like, with the, you should, that's what you should do. Get your ashes to be multicolored.
Add some color.
Right, yeah.
You could, like, make stripes.
Make it look like a sunset.
Yeah. That's it.
I think with all the whiskey I've consumed over the years, I think my ashes are going to be brown.
Yeah.
So it looks like a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let me put these back in the safe places before...
Before I knock some, them before, over.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I'm not even touching them.
There we go. So, yeah, they got weight to them. They're cool. I love these. I love all of it. I love everything.
And that's why I was picking it up and looking at it. I was trying to see if those were from the OI plant. Mm. That just...
Oh, in Ohio?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, over in Zanesville. Oh, just yeah. those boys over there are just putting out... Well, I used to do Ducks Unlimited events because we do Jack Daniel's. We have commemorative Ducks Unlimited single barrel bottles. Mm-hmm. And I would go all over the state. And Zanesville was a fun one because you would walk up and you would go to pour one. And I would specifically take the single barrels. And they would. I made this. They would hold it and have such pride. And they're like, this is my bottle.
Cool.
And I'm like, that's cool ownership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You hinted earlier in the podcast that, you know, this is not the one and done.
Yeah.
As far as bottled in bond.
Right.
Is there anything that you could give our viewers and listeners a heads up on that could be an exclusive? If not, that's fine. I understand the privacy laws and everything like that in respects to whiskey. But is there anything that you could give the whiskey business fans a little heads up on that maybe nobody else might know?
Yeah. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete. That might be a new segment. Do you see me look back at the boss behind me?
Yeah.
He goes, I will just say, I'll say this. There are different attributes that can be brought out of a barrel of whiskey, right?
Right.
Sometimes it could be, the grains. Other times it could be the oak.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that oak could be toasted.
Okay.
So there's different things that different people are flavor. Looking for.
I think and about certain bourbons that I've had that have been toasted.
More and more body to it. So they're looking for ways to bring out more body. And it's going to be delicious. It's going to be big. It's going to fall right in line. You've got, with the regular bottle and bond, with the bonded here, you've got Jack Daniel's on steroids.
Yeah.
With the triple mash, you've got this elegant dance between three different whiskeys. And I can promise you the next one's going to be just as complex, and it's going to have a whole lot to it.
I love it. Are you going to come back and talk about them? When they come out,
I'm gonna try to get here on day one. How about that? I'll have my Santa hat on.
Yeah. Oh,
a Christmas Santa release.
Another clue.
Santa hat on.
No, he's probably, or that he's making reference to the fact that I said that Santa's coming to bring his
present. So. Or he just likes to wear Santa hats.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's just that kind of a guy.
You know, March, whatever.
Whiskey Pete, Santa Pete, you know, who knows? Thanksgiving, he's got a pilgrim hat on. Maybe he just likes hats.
I'm a man with hats. I'm a man who likes hats.
You know,
I have discerning taste.
Talking about him like he's not in the room.
Yeah. Anyway, did you see?
Hey, guys. No, we're super excited about this. I mean, honestly, to have this after 20 plus years, this is the biggest launch. I mean, we're talking about putting into market the same numbers as the single barrels Gentleman Jack combined. We're so excited. We're putting so much out, and we're excited to see what people think about this.
Well, if this little trio is any indication, yay.
Yeah, you don't want to mix this with Diet Coke.
Nope.
Let's just leave it there.
Shut up. But how dare you?
That's what I'm saying.
But if you want to.
But you could. You could. Just buy another one. Buy two. Yeah. One for a Coke and one to enjoy the...
You could. You could do whatever you want.
Complexities.
I mean, let's face it. Jack and Coke is one of the most popular.
All right, that's what I'm saying. You don't have... Like, this,
for
don't
a reason.
It,
for a reason.
So...
But we'll just do it with the regular Jack. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
But not this one.
Whenever I do a tasting, I always tell them three things. I said a good whiskey is nothing more than a whiskey you like. We all have different tastes, right? Mm-hmm. The right way to drink whiskey is however you like. You're the one paying the bill. Mm-hmm. And price for American whiskeys is somewhat arbitrary. Mm-hmm. So there's some delicious, inexpensive bourbons and Tennessee whiskeys There's some really not so pleasant ones that are higher priced.
Right.
Yeah.
It all comes down to what you like. So.
And that's the other thing I want to hit again is the price point on these bottles. I've seen them range between $29.99 and $32.99. That's incredibly reasonable for the Jack Daniel's consumer or any consumer for that matter. Those are great price points. That is so. That's a gift in its own.
Yes. Yes.
Especially in these inflationary times.
Well, that's the one thing that really blew me away with the price point was everybody's so acclimated to paying higher prices right now. And for Jack Daniel's to come out with not one but two brand new products and keep it at that approachable price point, that's a gift. They didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't. So. They could, like you said, they could have easily bumped this up a bit, and they did not. And for that, and that alone, aside from the fact that they're both delicious and amazingly great, that also, once again, I tip my hat to the company that doesn't forget where they came from and obviously has a very strong sense of where they're going to keep going. Absolutely. Whiskey Pete Wagner, thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate you being here.
A pleasure.
Today. I will hold you to that when the new products start to come up. Please, if you want to do a day one stop here, our doors are
we'll
open.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've met a lot of great people at Brown-Forman in general over the years, and I met a lot of great people through Jack Daniel's. The man behind the curtain over there, Jeff, being one of them, has just been, again, thank you, buddy. Jeff. You've been a whiskey pal from the get-go, and so if we can do anything whiskey in our pal. Small way, okay. I know, we're just a little tiny podcast. What's going on there?
My sister keeps calling me.
Well, tell her to stop calling you.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's calling you or us.
Yeah. I heard a Whiskey Pete's there.
That's right. It's all the talk. Word's out. But thank you. Once again, the guest bottles, the Jack Daniel's bonded bottle and bond, the Jack Daniel's triple mash, available wherever you get your favorite Jack Daniel's products and ain't going anywhere. So, you know, I'm not saying you have to rush out to get it, but you should rush out to get it because they're good, but they're not going to disappear.
This is good for 4th of July parties, you know?
These are, you know what, if it doesn't thunderstorm and rain again, I'll be sitting on the front porch, assuming that these are staying. I shouldn't make that assumption.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean to.
He's got other podcasts to do.
I was going to say, was that the official nudge?
I don't know what that was. Assuming that the bottles are staying put, I didn't want to. I don't want to assume. I'm sure you have another podcast to get to with the rest of these. But on the chance that they do,
just in case.
Pete, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I really do.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
A treat.
My name is Dino Tripodis. Many thanks to Greg Hansberry on the audio
Thank
side.
You guys. Cheers.
John Whitney on the video side. Me on the hosting side. My name is Dino Tripodis. Until the next bottle or bottles, here we come, 203.
Nice.
Yeah. See you.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.